Bechoros, Perek Test, Mishnah Vav 9:6, more on the practicality of the accounting of these Meiser Behema. So the Mishnah says, Kol hanoladem me'echad b'tishrei v'echad b'tisha be'elul. Any animal that's born between the first of Tishrei and the last day of El, meaning what we call a calendar year, within that one calendar year, harei elu mitzarfin. They combine, meaning if you had 10 or more in that calendar year, then you have to tithe your animals. If you didn't get 10 or more in that year, you don't. Therefore, chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamish la'achar Rosh Hashanah, if you had in your small little flock five animals, five little sheep born to you the day before Rosh Hashanah, and five more sheep born to the day after Rosh Hashanah, and that's all the sheep that are born to you in those two calendar years, well, ainam mitzdarfen, they don't combine, since only had five per year, even though they're born, you know, over the course of 2 days, and therefore you wouldn't be giving any tithe at all. If, remember we said in the previous Mishnah that there are the rabbinically, there are like three cutoffs where you have to tithe three times throughout the year. Each time the halacha, we said it's 15 days before the different regalim. So 15 days before Pesach, which is the last day of Adar, there's a deadline. So says the Mishnah, for example, what happens if chamish lefnei hagoren? What happens if you had five born on that before that deadline, like the last day of Elul? Excuse me, last day of Adar, excuse me. And then chamish la'achar hagoren, and then five more on the first day of Nisan, the next day. So they do combine, and then you'll, in the second wave, you know, when you come on through it the second time, the 15 days before Shavuos, you'll put them together, you'll combine them. So if that's the case, imkein lama ne'amar shalosh gronos the master behema. What is the meaning then of these like artificial deadlines when they aren't actually cutoff points for anything? Shachloi gia hagoren mutar limkor velishchot. The answer is, until you reach the given deadlines, whenever, if you have no obligation to tithe, you don't have to tithe them. You're allowed in the interim period to slaughter the animals and eat the animals and sell the animals, and that just wouldn't go into the cheshbon at all of your 10. But then, higia hagoren, once the deadline arrived, yet then I'll see, do I have all my animals that are born this calendar year up to now, they go into the corral, and one every 10, you know, becomes Meiser Behema. So, higia goren, lo yishchot, you're no longer allowed to slaughter them, and you can't allowed to sell them neither. Ve'im shachat putter. If you do eat them, shachten eat these animals past the deadline, so then that is violating Isser Durabanan only, and therefore putter, there's no specific punishment because it's only a din Durabanan, midorais, so you could, you know, wait the whole year and tie them all together. So just speaking of how this will work in practice. Let's say, for example, you had 15 newborn sheep this year, and now we're on the 15 days before Pesach, the last day of Adar. So you have 15. What do you do? So you'll put 10 in the corral, and then the 10th one out, that becomes your Meiser Behema. The other five are, as of yet, untithed. So what happened is, over the next couple of months, let's say you have another 15 born to you, for argument's sake. So you have a total now of 30 animals in total that have been born to you, ignoring what you've eaten in the meantime, but 30 that were born to you this calendar year. Now reach the second Goren. It's 15 days before Shavuos, 35th day of the Omer. What are you going to do? You're going to take the 15 that were born to you in this period between, since the last deadline, and the other five that you didn't put in the first time because you had extra, and you have a total of 20 going in now, and then you'll tithe and take out two. Meaning the 10th and 20th out of the gate, those become more Meiser Behema. If in the interim period, you know, sometime between Pesach and Shavuos, you decide to eat one of those baby sheep, you want to have, you know, lamb chops, so fine. Now you're down to just having 14 in this period and 5 from the last period, so you only have 19 animals. They'll go into the corral. Only one will be the 10th one, and the other 9 will be pushed over until, you only put, you know, the other 9 wouldn't be tithe now, they'd be saved for like the third period and so on.